Report, billionaire kicks Swalwell out of mansion. Wants $1 million in donations back following rape allegations. By Olivia Rondo on April 12, 2026. Stephen Klubeck, the billionaire and former California governor hopeful who dropped out of the race to fund disgraced Representative Eric Swalwell's DCA gubernatorial campaign, has kicked the congressman out of his mansion and reportedly wants his $1 million in donations back after multiple women accused him of sexual assault and misconduct. While Klubeck called Swalwell his little brother in a March interview with Politico and scoffed when previously asked by the New York Post about the lawmaker's rumored behavior with female staffers, the timeshare mogul told the outlet on Sunday that he is cutting ties with Swalwell and the rest of the Democratic Party. "I am no longer supporting Eric," the Diamond Resorts founder told the outlet. "F-king tell everyone I'm a libertarian. Fuck you, Democrat Party. I'm a libertarian now." The 180-degree change in tune comes after Swalwell posted a video reportedly recorded in Klubeck's Beverly Hills home, defending himself from allegations of rape and sexual harassment made by former staffers and other women involved in Democrat politics on Friday. Since four women came forward with their stories in a CNN article, over 50 former Swalwell staffers have called for his resignation, and the Manhattan District Attorney's Office announced that they are investigating, as one of the alleged incidents took place in New York after the congressman spoke at a gala hosted there. House Democrat leadership has also called on Swalwell to drop his bid for governor, with House Minority Leader Representative Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, House Democratic Caucus Chair Representative Pete Aguilar, DCA, and House Minority Whip Representative Catherine Clark, DMA, releasing a joint statement. Following the incredibly disturbing sexual assault accusations against Congressman Eric Swalwell, we call for a swift investigation into these incidents and for the congressman to immediately end his campaign to be California's next governor, the lawmakers wrote. Swalwell officially suspended his campaign on Sunday, stating that he is deeply sorry for mistakes and judgment I've made in my past, but again arguing that the allegations are false. "I will fight the serious, false allegations that have been made. But that's my fight, not a campaign's," he said in a statement posted to social media. Klubeck launched a brief campaign for California governor, but dropped out and endorsed Swalwell, reportedly spending more than $1 million on his candidacy and frequently letting him stay in his 9,700-square-foot mansion, according to the New York Post. "I have a lot of people who stay at my house," Klubeck told the outlet. "I built a gorgeous place, my dream home, I relish it, and I'm a very generous man. I'm very thoughtful and I'm very kind." The billionaire added that Swalwell is no longer at his house, but that he would need to consult with his lawyer to inquire about getting back the donation money. Klubeck, who said he has been a Democrat for around four decades, reiterated that he is done with the party. "I'm going to change my goddamn party affiliation, because I cannot stand this Democratic Party at all," he told the Post. "I am done. Finito." When Klubeck was asked whether he believed Swalwell had been honest with him, he said, "I'm gonna have to investigate that. I don't know the answer to that." Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.